Okay, Chevra, we're learning Yerideya Simen Savites. We've been discussing the dinim of Ein Mevatlan Isser L'Chatzchila, and today's question is whether we can be Mevatlan Isser D'Rabbanan L'Chatzchila. And this is a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah here in Se'if Vav. The sheet of the Mechaber is an Isser Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to be Mevatlan L'Chatzchila. Nonetheless, if the Isser already fell in, the Ein Beheter Kedei Levatlo, you're allowed to be Marba Olav Umavatlo. In other words, I'm not allowed to take an Isser Drabonim, let's say a piece of Bishol Akum, a piece of Cholav Akum, a piece of Gavinas Akum. I can't throw that into a Taruvus deliberately, but once it fell in, I'm allowed to be Marba Olav Umavatlo. The Yesh Omrim, the Ein Levatel, Isidrabonon Ola Hosafol of Kamo be Isidai Raisa Vichino Hagen. The Yesh Omrim in the Ramah says that Isurim Drabonon have the same din as Isurei Doi Raisa, and you cannot be a Marba Olav Levatlo. Now, this is a sugya in Beitza on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. It's a relatively contained sugya. The Gemara in Beitza speaks about Eitzim Shenashru, when wood falls off of a tree on Yontiv. So the Gemara says you can be Marbe Aleihem Eitzim Muchanin Umesikon. You're allowed to be Marbe some Eitzim Muchanim, some non-mukta wood, some if you have twigs that you're planning on using for your fire on Yontif, you could be marba on the Eitzim Shenashu Minadeko. Frak the Gemara v'ha'kamahapich bi'isura. When you do that, l'cha'ayra, you have to move the wood together. The Rashba explains in his Chedushim in Beitza that the pshad is that something is only going to be batal when it's not nikar hataruvis. And if the Eitzim are right here, so then I can identify them. I have to be mahapeich in order not to identify the Isurim. So the Gemara says, no, since Raiv Heter, he ka mahapeich behetera ka mahapeich. Right? That Raiv is Heter already. So the case is you have Eitzim that fell off the deco, and Raiv of the Eitzim there are Heter. So then it's going to be Mutter. Even though I have to mix the wood together, it's considered kikama hapech beheter. Kama hapech, there's no iser of tilta mukta. Frekli Gemara isn't being mevat on iser lachatchila, and we're not allowed to do that. Zakli Gemara by drabonons, you are allowed to be mevatel an iser lachatchila. Frekli Gemara, according to Rav Ashi, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and davar sheyesh lo matirin is not going to be bottled at all. So the Gemara answers, "Hani mila hecha de isay le yisur be'ine hacha mikla kali yisura." The Gemara answers that since the isur is burned, so therefore it is permitted. Now, what is permitted? So there seems to be a machlekes harishanim about how to understand the last line of the Gemara of mikla kali le yisura, which ends up being a machlekes mechaber and ramah over here. The Rosh's shita. This Rosh is in Simen Beis and Pak de Beitza. The Rosh Hashita is that Mikol Kala Isure is a necessary component of the din of being Mevato the Isser. The Rosh is saying that the Gemara has to be read as entirely a single Hemsheikh. And what the Gemara is really saying is the only time I am Mekon, being Mevato, an Isser D'Rabbanon, once the Isser D'Rabbanon already fell in, the only time I'm Mekon, being Marba Olav, U'Mevatloi, that's only true, says the Rosh, when it's Mikla Kali Isurei, when the Isser is going to be burned up, when there's going to be nothing remaining of the Isser. But in an Ofen that something will remain of the Isser, so then I have no heter of Marba Olav u Mevatloi, according to the Rosh. Now, the Pashtus is that the Rosh is very dachuk in the Gemara. Because when the Gemara asks the Kasha of, isn't it a davar sheyesh lo matirin that's not going to be batal? L'cha'ora, the Kasha on the Gemara is the kasha of the Gemara is going all the way back to the beginning of the sugya. The kasha l'chor is not going on the din of ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila. The kasha l'chora is going all the way back in terms of the dinum of mukta when we ask a kasha, aren't you being mahapech be'iser? No. The pashtas in the Gemara is that the kasha of davar sheyesh lo matirin and memela the teretz of mikol kala isure is going back, I'd say, 9 lines in the Gemara, although I didn't count. And therefore, mikol kala isure has nothing to do with the sugya being mevato and isur l'chatrila. That's the pashtas. Nonetheless, the Rush reads the Gemara that mikol kala isure is only a heter when that Mikla Kali Yisuri comes together with the din of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatzchila that we permit by Yad Rabbanan. Now, just to cheshbon things out over here, there is a famous tzlach in the sugya of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, that the tzlach time is that Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is only true on something that I could do today or I could do tomorrow. Right? L'cha'ora, that means... One second. Let's strike that from the record. Let's strike that from the record, okay? So, I thought I had a cheshbin, but we'll leave it for the time being. So the Rush is understanding that the Gemara of Mikla Kali Yisuri is connected to the din of Eim Evatlan Esra L'Chatzchila. The other Rishonim, the Hainu, let's say, the Rashba on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph in the Torah's Habayis, they assume that we can be make on being Mevato and Isra D'Rabbanon entirely. That this Gemara says it could be Mekel, and the din of Mikla Kali Yisure has nothing to do with anything. Now, when I say the Rashba, it's not so clear exactly what the Rashba holds. The Beis Yosef has like a pilpul over here with what the Rashba holds. The Taz throws the word Rashba in. I don't know exactly what the Rashba holds, whether the Rashba holds this way or doesn't hold this way, but there are Mishonim clearly who assume the Rambam. Let's take the Rambam, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Chafei Chafov. The Rambam clearly assumes that you can be Mevato every Isur D'Rabban and L'Chatchila. When the Gemara answers, Hang Mir B'Dorai Yisur, but not B'Drabbanon, that really remains, and the Teretz on Mikla Kala Yisurei is not true. And the Machlokas Mechaber Ramo over here is really Machlokas, which of these Perushim I accept. That the Mechaber is assuming that you can be Mevato every Isur D'Rabbanon, al kol panim, in a situation where the Isur already fell in. But the Ramo says, no, you can only be Meko on an Isur D'Rabbanon when it's Mikla Kala Yisurei, like the Rosh. Now, just like, let's pause for a second. How come there's a difference between being marba olav levatlai and not being marba olav levatlai? What is the difference between throwing the isser in and when the isser already fell in, adding to it? Mr. Keen.
I guess the difference is that it's already in a sense of the evid. In a way, because...
Good. Speak it out more.
Using the heter that you had.
The heter is...
Meaning, if I have the kizayas of
if the Isra already fell in...
...that falls into my very kizayasim of Bishol Yisrael, I'm losing all this kosher stuff because...
So you're still focusing like on the muksa aspect, no? And the moving of it, not on...
No, I was thinking about the fact that there's a loss to... You're incurring a loss because it fell in.
Right, so what you're suggesting is that if it's just an iser on its own, so why is there no loss over here? Because the iser is usser and the heter is mutter. But when it falls in, so then I would aser everything else. That's one svara that the Badei HaShulchan notes. I forgot the Mara Malkom, but it's there. That effectively what I'm doing is my kavana is not to allow the heter to become usser. My kavana is not to be mevato the iser. but to protect the integrity of the heter. I think that's your svara, just using slightly different words. Another svara that is possible over here is as follows. The Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Yevamis speaks about the din taira is not supposed to be balayla. Beis David dinu la boker mishpat or something, right? The din taira is supposed to be biyom, not balayla. However, hisko biyom, you're gomer balayla, right? That when the din taira begins biyom, we do this all the time this time of year, no? Because it gets dark pretty early, so you try to chaparayin, like to begin like at 3:30. Right, which really means by the time the Balaginim show up, it's 4, which is still B'yayim. Hisko B'yayim, you're Goymer B'layim. Now, what's the pshat in Hisko is a big machlikas harishayim? Does Hisko mean that you need the Masa Umatan of the din, or is Hisko just like a formal aspect of the din? If you assume it's like a formal aspect of the din, so then it's similar, let's say, to Gemara's at the beginning of Shabbos, where the Gemara says that if I'm not supposed to, let's say, get a haircut right before Shas Mincha, but once it's Hiskel, no, let's say the barber puts the, what's it called, that barber thing, you know, the plastic zapper, like you feel like it's always choking you. Right? Am I the only one who feels this way? Right? But once the barber puts that thing on you, then it's Hiskel saying you could be Goymer, even though, right, even though you're going to continue the haircut after Shas Mincha, usually you have to be worried that the scissors are going to break or something and the haircut might schlep around until you miss the Zman of Mincha. But once it's Hisko Beheter, you're allowed to continue. So one way of understanding that din is that it's a formal din, just like Hisko Beheter, we allow you to continue. It's almost like if I masko the Seuda, let's say, on Shabbos, and I continue and I continue, I still say Ritzei, no? It's like a din of the haskol. That could be the pshat. If that's the pshat, I think, so then we could say that once bitul ha'isr began, you're allowed to continue. Now, of course, those rishonim who understand that the din by a bezdin is that you also need the masa umatan b'yayim, and that really means that like the ikar din taira is the masa umatan, no? The psak in the din taira is like an anticlimax. I said this as a chabura like in my youth when I was in the Kol HaElyon, and the anticlimax word was Rabbi Rosenzweig's term. The psak that the Bezin gives in the Din Torah is just like, oh, based on the way you outlined the scenario, so this is the din. No? The psak is like an anticlimax. The real Din Torah is to be mevarer, to figure out what the tainas are, to get the Kabbalah's Eidos, those types of things. According to those Rishonim, so then you would say that the din does not apply by dinim, by other dinim, unless the dinim somehow are derabbanan. But by isurim da'iraisa, the din would not apply at all. And if that's the case, so then I can't apply the svara of haschala that I'm allowed to be gomer after if you hold the ein mevatnes v'chatchilas the din da'iraisa. Ad kan dvarenu. Alternatively, we could say that only helped by dinim derabbanan, because then we apply the dinim that appear in Shabbos daf tes, the dinim that hiskol by an isur derabbanan of getting a haircut, then it's permitted. This is the first nekud I wanted to make. So isurim derabbanan, if I'm mosif olav levatloi, then it's okay. The Rashba, by the way, in Beit Hadaf Dalet says ben kin svara that I'm trying to protect the heter. The other side, the Badei HaShulchan notes, is something along the lines of this Hiskel, but then we'd have to be mefalpel based on how Hiskel works, like we're doing right now. Next. We have over here in Shulchan Aruch two shitos. There is a third shita that's found in the Balei HaTais, just there. Should open it again. The Balei HaTais and Daftal Ramad Beis and Beitza, which is a distinction between an Isser Derabbanan Sheyeshlo Ikar Min HaTaira and Isser Derabbanan Sheinlo Ikar Min HaTaira. The Gemara in Bechoris and Daf Chaf Zayin says that I'm allowed to take some Chalos Chutz La'aretz and deliberately chuck it into Heter, right? And the Rishonim or the Balei HaTaisa's comment that that's true only by a Isser that's Einlo Ikar Min HaTaira. Now, there are different ways of saying this distinction. Do I assume that by an iser she'en lo ikar min ha'tayr I'm allowed to deliberately throw it in? Does that mean by an iser she'en lo ikar min ha'tayr I'm allowed to be marba olav? There seems to be a machlokes about that nekuda. The sefer that I began yesterday, that I quoted, I forgot what it's called, Shiras Hayam or something. Yeah. So in that sefer, he notes that there seems to be nuances of difference in the Rishonim about this nekuda, so therefore you can count four shitas harishonim as opposed to three, but big adol, there are three shitas harishonim, which is either everything is mutter, or even by drabonans, everything is asar, and we would say the chalas chutzu aretz is a chveis an exception, because it's somehow an iser kal. Alternatively, the third shita is a distinction between yesh lo ikar min ha'tayra and ein lo ikar min ha'tayra, and that third shita does not make it to the big book of Shulchan Aruch. There is no place where the Ikar, where the distinction between Yesh Ikar Min HaTorah or not really makes it. The Shach over here notes that there is such a Shita, and I was mefalfel in my book. When the Shach talks about his book, it means his perish on the tour. No? When the Shach writes in Ois Yud Zayin, V'sifri ha'arachti, the real sefer of the Shach was his perish on the tour, and he just wrote his perish on the Shulchan Aruch as like an afterthought when he realized, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael seems to be using this book called Shulchan Aruch, which the Shach wasn't happy about. I think we explained this in the past. But that third shita seems to be in Gansin rejected. What, sir?
Where do I find the Shach?
So I have it in my Shulchan Aruch, over here in the back of the Torah. I have the Sefer Aruch Mishach, with the comment of the Minchas Aaron. You probably have it in your Shulchan Aruch also. What?
It's also the Shach.
Then the Kudas HaKesef is also the Shach, but that's not what he talks about with his Sefer. Sifri means the Shach Sefer on the tour. Now, all the Achrayim ask a stira between the Mechaber over here and the Mechaber in Orachayim Tafresh Ayin Zayin. In Orachayim Tafresh Ayin Zayin, we talk about, this is our Chanukah Sugya, yeah? That Moser HaShemen Shebener, the leftover oil from Chanukah. So the Mechaber over there writes, "In the Sarev b'Shemen Acher ve'Ein Shishim Levatlo Yesh Misha Omer she'Ein Lo Hayisif Olav Kedei Levatloi." The Mechaber quotes, "Yesh Misha Omer that you're not supposed to be Mevato an Iser, even though it is an Iser of Ner Chanukah. You're not supposed to be Mevato it, even though the Heter already began, even though it already is Nisarev." That's what the Mechaber says. So l'chor, there's a steer in the Mechabers. That the Mechaber over here says that you are allowed to be a Mevato and Issa D'Rabbanan when the Bittul began, and the Mechaber over there says you're not allowed to. The Taz and the Shach ask this Stira. Now the Taz in Urechayim has a simple line where he says, "Lahalacha we paskin like Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh and not Shulchan Aruch and Urechayim." No? That's what the Taz writes. Now, Yesh Lachkar, why would I paskin like Yerideh over Urechayim? So Hanir Lafi Nistaiti Shabshatu Kacha. This is Schwartz's Kiddush. If anyone wants to write a doctorate on Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's Kedai. But the Alter Rebbe writes in his Siddur, in the Hilchos Rabsa L'Shabsa, the Alter Rebbe discusses the din of what's considered Zmanei Hayom. No, do I hold like the Rabbi Nutan by Zmanei Hayom, or hold like the Gaonim by Zmanei Hayom? Effectively, does that mean that's Vadayom for a considerable amount of time after New York Times sunset, right? It's a well-known machlokas in the Gaonim and the Rabbi Nutan. Says the Alter Rebbe that even though in Shulchan Aruch Erechayim, the Mechaber paskins that, like the Rabbi Nutan, that it's Vadayom after Shkia Sachama, nonetheless in Hilchos Mila, the Mechaber clearly paskins like the Rush. And like the, I shouldn't say like the Rush, like the Gaonim. Mechaber clearly paskins like the Gaonim that it is Bein HaShmashos right after Shkia Sachama. And the Alter Rebbe writes that you should follow what it says in Yerideya, not what it says in Orechayim, because Yerideya was written after Orechayim. And it's considered the Mishnah Achrona. It's considered the later Shita of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber changed his mind. I didn't go up to my office today to check. I have a few Marim Makomas in the Birkei Yosef, where the Chida also assumes this way, that Shulchan Aruch Yerideh is written after Shulchan Aruch Erechayim. It seems a little reasonable. And this would answer Stiras in the Shulchan. Oh, actually, yeah. It's, I'll tell you where the Birkei Yosef is. The Birkei Yosef is in Hilchos Avelos. It's a steer in the Mechaber about whether Avelos is Nohi Gam Purim. No? So the Birkei Yosef writes that you follow the dinim in Yerideya, not the dinim in Arachayim, because it came later, like the Alter Rebbe. And Nira Lofi and Nistaiti, that this is the Pshat Nataz in Arachayim. Like, follow what it says in Yerideya, because that is Mishnah Rona. Zach.
I have like another idea to be mechal between Ner Hanukkah and other things. I sort of like in the Seer Yitzchak, he says that Ner Hanukkah has like a high level of kedusha.
Wait. Bracket it out. Wait. Okay. Chaim, you have a comment?
I understand that Shomer Hazal published at the same time.
So that's probably correct. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch in Eretz Yisrael. No, the Beis Yosef he wrote when he was in Turkey. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch when he was in Eretz Yisrael. And it was all published at the same time. The shaila is, what's the sequence that he wrote it? Again, the Beis Yosef was Nifter in 1576. No, the Rama was Nifter in 1572. The Beis Yosef was Nifter in 1576, Lamisbarim. It took him like 30 years to write the Beis Yosef. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch relatively quickly, no? Yeah. That's one of some of the Svarim say that's because Avira Da'ar Adi Yisrael Machgim, he was smarter when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he could write faster. Right?
And there's only a summary statement.
And it's a summary, and later on, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he probably added the comments in the Bedek HaBayis in the Beis Yosef, which usually involve like quoting Zohars and stuff. Did we speak about this at some point?
No.
Okay, but we just spoke about it now. like in Simon Peites, where he quotes the Zohar, I think that's in the Bedek HaBayis, not in the Beis Yosef itself, no? In the Beis Yosef, he rarely quotes Zohars. He's much more into Kabbalah, and it could be because Kabbalah is more noheg for those who are in Eretz Yisrael, no? Okay. So one mahalach is simply what the Taz says, that we paskin like Yerideya over Orechayim. Now, ani lo hevanti divrei ha-Taz kol kach, because the Taz is saying we paskin. L'cha'uro, who's we, tea biscuit? Right? We are Ashkenazim in this room, no? And l'cha'uro, the Ramah is clear that he paskins like the Rush, that you can only be Megon being Mevaton Issa de Rabbanon, right, when it is, what's it called? You can only be Megon being Mevaton Issa de Rabbanon when it's Mikl Kali Isura. And that's what Ashkenazim should hold. Nonetheless, you get the impression from the Taz that the Taz is really paskining this way. Taz is really paskining like the Mechaber in Yerideya. And Issa D'Rabban, you are allowed to be Mevatel L'chatchila. And the Prima Godem names on this way also. The Prima Godem in the Sifsei Das Yudzayin tells a story about someone in a community bought a significant amount of whiskey. And they found out that the whiskey was Chometz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach. And therefore this guy would lose big bucks. So the Prima Godem speaks about a particular Mayra Hayra'a who came up with the following Shtikot Torah, that since Avada, the whiskey maker, this Jew who doesn't care about Chometz Shavar Pesach, this whiskey maker Avada made one barrel of whiskey after Yontiv, so Memela, it becomes a din, that's Chometz Shavar Pesach is Derabbanan we paskin, and the bittul already began because you don't have kol iser, you already have a little bit of heter, and therefore you can be marba olav, maisef olav levatloi, and it's all going to be mutter, just get more whiskey, right? It sounds like a very chassidish asfar, get more whiskey, and you get more whiskey, it's all going to be mutter. Right? that's what the Prima Godim assumes over here. Since it's hefse meruba and it's a shasad chak, you could rely on the Taz and Isad Rabbanon, you could be Mekel to be Mevatala, even though it's not Mikol Kala Isura. That means I am paskining, even for an Ashkenazi, I'm paskining against the Psak of the Ramah. Right? That Behefse Meruba Al Kopanim, you could rely on the Taz who holds like the Mechaber. Now, L'cha'ayra, yesh l'cha'ayr, that this psak of the pre-Megadim in Sifsei Das Yud Zayin is against the famous Mahalach of the Chavos Das that we already distinguished, that we already mentioned, no? If you remember, when we were talking about whether the din of the Isser Levato and the Isser Lechatchil was a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan, the Shachins of Katan Zayin, we pointed out that B'Torah HaAchronim, we found three times when they assume that it is d'oraisa. So one of them was the Chavos Das's Mahalach, that it's d'oraisa if I'm being Mevato and Isser Hana'a. And the Chavos Das says that to far and for this kasha between Orachaim Tafresh Ayin Zayin and Yeridaya Tzaditesa Ifav. That in Orachaim Tafresh Ayin Zayin, I'm talking about being Mevato or the Ner Chanukah, or the Shemen, the Moser Shemen Shebener. That's Aser Bahana'a. By Yisuri Hana'a, we're more machmir on the Bittel, says the Chavos Das. We assumed that the Chavos Das meant that becomes Do'i Reis. So by Yisuri Hana'a. And therefore, right, over there, we're machmir. Over here, we're mekel. Okay, one could suggest that we are more machmir by Yisurei Hana'a, and that's why in Eirechayim, by the Mosar Shem and Shebener, we would be machmir. Now, over there, right, that makes sense. The Mechaber writes, you can't be mevatel the Mosar Shem and Shebener, even though over here he is Mako, because there it's an Isser Hana'a. Yesh Lahayir, that the Prima Godim is disagreeing, because the Prima Godim is talking about a case of Chameitz She'avar Alav HaPesach. Chameitz She'avar Alav HaPesach is Isser Hana'a, and Afilu Hachi were Mako, no? That is Nitvi, the Chavos Das. This Ha'ara is found in Vadei HaShulchan, page 72. That's a good Ha'ara. The Vadei HaShulchan also has another Ha'ara that he doesn't understand the entire Chavos Das. Because Chanukah, Ma'isar Hashem Shabbani, is not really Aser B'Hana'a. I'm allowed to use it as near Chanukah, no? It's not really Aser B'Hana'a. Isar Hana'a means I can't use it. Over there, I'm allowed to use it for Neiris Chanukah. Narvas is a concern that maybe over the course of the year, I'm going to end up using it for something that's not Neiris Chanukah. But it's not really Isar Hana'a. Nonetheless, the Chavos Das says that that's called Isar Hana'a. One third Ha'ara, which Rev Schechter pointed out to me years ago, I have it in my notes, that if you read the Rashba in Beit Sadat, Dalet Amid Beis, I think this is the third time we're calling the Rashba. That would be a great test question, no? What are the three things we quoted from the Rashba in Beit Sadat, Dalet Amid Beis? That's like, right. But we're not going to ask that question, because I just gave it away. But the Rashba in Beit Sadat, Dalet Amid Beis gives us three situations of an Isser Hana'a three situations of an Isser Derabbanan She'en Le'ikar Min HaTorah. Remember, the Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis was Mechalek in Isser Derabbanan She'yesh Le'ikar Min HaTorah and Isser Derabbanan She'en Le'ikar Min HaTorah. Then the three examples that he gives, Achalas Chutz La'aretz, right, and Trumas Chutz La'aretz, and Kilai HaKerem Shebu Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos doesn't say anything about Kilai HaKerem, but the Rashi and Beitza down on my base adds Kilai HaKerem. That's the pshat. I don't know. But one thing I see from the Rashi, says Rav Schechter, is that Kilai HaKerem is an Isser Hana'a, no? And Zetman, that even by an Isser Hana'a, the Rashi is not entertaining the idea of the Chavos Das, the Isurei Hana'a, we are more machmir on than Isurei Achila. Okay, so far, so good. Yes, sir?
The Beis Yosef, where you know that the Rashba goes back and forth on these lists. And
right, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, it's unclear what the Maskon of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis is. The Rashba in the Chidushim sounds more like this distinction between Iker Min HaTorah and not Iker Min HaTorah. It's really unclear. I read that Rashba today again. It's on Lamed Beis. It's like starts like a third of the way from the bottom, and he just keeps on going. It's not exactly clear. Yalla. We have a stira between Arachayim Tafresh Ayin Zayin and Yerideya Sadi Tes. So far, we have the Taz with Paskins, like Yerideya. We have the Chavastas, a distinction between Hanoah and Achila. Oh, I should add that the Chavastas says that his reason to distinguish between Yisrei Hanoah and Asir Achila is because it's Dome to Behemosh and Nispatma. Remember, we learned in our Sugya of Veal, right? Now, when he spoke about the Yisrei Hanoah from Basar B'Cholav, so I pointed out my article regarding Veal years ago. And the Ramah in Yerideya Siman Samach assumes that Behemosh and Nispatma applies to Yisrei Achila. However, the Shach Paskins that the din is only by Yisrei Hanoah, and the Sarmah is true by Yisrei Hanoah because of the Behemoth and the Spatma, Memela, I'm getting Hanoah from the additional fatness that the animal has. When they shech the animal, it does a Zaftige Behemoth, and the Zaftige Behemoth has more meat, so I get Hanoah from the additional girth that the animal developed. That's L'chorah the Pshat. And here also, when the Yisrei Hanoah falls in, when the Ne'er of Isser, when the oil of Chanukah falls into the other oil, the Pshat is, now I have more oil. So it's Ke'ilu, I'm getting Hanoah from it, because more oil is better than less oil. Right? So the interesting thing of the Chavastas is he makes the Dimyon to Behemosh and Nispatma, assuming like the Shach, that Behemosh and Nispatma is true only by Yisrei Hanoah. Let's just give a few other Mahalchim over here very quickly. The Magen Avram in Ayachim Tofesh Ayin Zayin gives two mahalchim that the mechaber says yesh misha omer. Yesh misha omer means that the mechaber is quoting a shita, but that's not his own shita necessarily. That's the first mahalach of the Magen Avraham. Second mahalach of the Magen Avraham is what is he references the shach over here, that the shach is saying the huktzah mitzvasa is chamer tfei. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Beis says avuhon de kol hudam, that there's a din of bizoy mitzvah, which bepashtus is a din to eraisa, a shafach to kisa, that I should do kisui hadam, not with my rega, but with my yad, right? And the sevara for that is it's bizoy mitzvah. Bizoy mitzvah, kenzai is an isa to eraisa, and even if it's a mitzvah drabon, it could be that there's a isra to eraisa, vaza, the mitzvah, that's what the shach assumes. We do have examples of this, that Yisurim D'Rabbanan have impact on the love of D'Raisa, the Rabbeinu Yonah in the first daf of Brachas, the Taisus in Sukkah and daf Gimel, right? By Siyagim, this would be another example of that, that L'cha'ora is the Shach. The third answer given in the Magen Avraham, right? Answer one of the Magen Avraham is Yesh Misha Omer, is only that he's quoting the Shita of the Maharam of Rittenberg. Answer two is the Shach L'Huksal Mitzvah is Chomer Tfei. Answer three of the Magen Avraham is that it's Chomer Tfei over here because it's considered a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. It's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, says the Magen Avraham, because the Shemen Shal Chanukah, I could wait till next Chanukah. Chanukah comes once a year. That's Ma'amesh, one of the things that makes us feel good on these long December nights. And there's going to be Chanukah next year. Right? So Chanukah comes once a year, so I could save the oil till next Chanukah. Therefore, it's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, and therefore Machmir. Now, that teretz of the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham 3, is very difficult, as the Levushei Sirad and the Prima Godim note here in Aruch Chaim both note. Because Shulchan Aruch says, Im nis'arev b'shemen acher ve'ein shishim levatlai, implying that it would be batel b'shishim. However, if it's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, the halacha is afilu be'elaf lo batel. So therefore, that teret, l'cha'ora, is a teeny bit difficult. I'd like to suggest a third answer. By the way, you can look, there's a stipler in Beit Zvasim and Gimel. Rav Shapiro always quotes that the stipler is the best at summarizing the sugyas, no? So the stipler there in Beitza gives a summary of this whole sugya. Very geschmack. I think we're saying everything. It's interesting, though, the stipler does not quote the Chavis Das. He just says the same svara on his own. Okay. The third mahalach, I think, is what the Rebbe Reb Yonson Eibshitz tainas over here. The Rebbe Reb Yonson Eibshitz tainas that there's a difference between the Taruvus of Lach Balach and Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. In Aruch Chaim, when I talk about the Moshe Shemin Shebener, that's a Taruvus of Lach Balach. Like we said, the Sevara, what we were learning, Kuftes, by a Taruvus of Lach Balach, the Isser wiped, no? The Isser always remains. So therefore, whenever I have some shemen, I'm also going to be in violation of an iser, no? Because there is some iser over here, because it all spreads out, it all diffuses. As opposed to terubis of yavesh b'yavesh, when that's not true. So one could argue by terubis of lach b'lach, so therefore in Arachayim I have to be more machmir. I think that's what the Rebbe Reb Yonasan means, although he says it in a much more expansive way than we just presented it. And that would mean that our dinim, right, remember, the Gemara Beitza is only talking about a taruvus of yavesh b'yavesh. Eitzim shenashru min hadekel is a taruvus of yavesh b'yavesh. So these are some of the ha'aros that I wanted to make. I have another mahalach that I said a number of years ago, but I decided that it's not correct, so we'll break over here. Okay, gentlemen, I want to speak tomorrow, Amir to Hashem, about the dinim of kama kama batal, which comes up at the end of Se'if Vav, and Ken Zayin, that I will give you like a week plus of chazara, or if we finish tomorrow, I'll give you a week plus of chazara, and we'll have the bechina like on the Thursday, let's say, of the next week. Wait, sounds like a plan, gentlemen?
Kind of that same day on the, what was it called?
On Tuesday?
Thursday.
What?
Thursday. Next Thursday.
A week from Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe kind of that day.
Yeah. Oh, you have a Ketepar Halacha Bechina that day. So
we...
The
next Monday?
Nah, we could do a Wednesday earlier. Ketepar Halacha isn't... Contemporary halacha, I oversaw contemporary halacha for many years. It's mamish. I should turn off the tape before I say.